Well, my name is Graham Walker. I'm digital editor from The Star in Sheffield, and here I am at Sheffield Comic Con, the first one, with no other than Paul McGann. Paul, welcome to Sheffield. What's it been like?
It's been really busy in the morning. We didn't quite know what it'd be like because it's the first one, so we're kind of experimenting with it.
It's been immensely successful from what I've seen. I think about 5,000 people saw through the doors today.
Showmasters, the organisers are, they hate me saying this, but they're probably the best. You know, at organising and making things run and making things smooth. You know, the fans themselves have a good time. And because you know, it's not easy to look after an atmosphere. You know, you can plan as much of the sort of commerce of it as you want, but these people seem to make sure that the atmosphere is good. And they're the best shows to be involved.
Well, they've just announced 2 days for next year, so obviously
it's gone
really well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously in terms of why people are here today, they're here for certain things. And one of the things they're here for is there's loads of Doctor Who fans. I've never seen as many in my life.
I know, you see them, and they're all dressed up. And
yeah.
What I love is that, like, some of them have said, yeah, they came on the tram, you know, and they're, like, wearing, like, tinfoil and the whole thing. I love that. I love that courage. Yeah, it's been great, you know, but that's what makes the atmosphere.
But the enduring appeal of Doctor Who, what's it about? Why do people come back time and time again?
I think it's probably because, I mean, it's hard to just reduce it to one simple reason. But surely it's because its appeal is kind of limitless. Anyway, they found a way of, I suppose, I hate the word, but as a franchise, as an idea, it's almost perfect. You know, you can get rid of one incumbent, get another one, go back in time, forward in time, reinvent stuff. Oh, look, it was all a dream. You know, you can, it's been 50 years already, and it looks like showing no signs of stopping.
Well, it only seems like 2 minutes since you were in the role, but how long has it gone out since that you actually did it?
Well, I shot another thing recently.
Yeah.
A year ago, when I was in November.
Was that good fun?
It was a hoot, yeah.
But
quick. It was quick.
But your first appearance,
but before that, it was in the mid-90s. And, of course, that was in the period where, because the BBC got rid of it. They booted it out in about 89, 90. And this is 5, 6 years later, we made this pilot in order to try and get it off the ground in the States. It never happened, but it kept the momentum going a little bit. So
it changed the mood of Doctor Who, though, didn't it? It brought it up to date. It brought it modernised it. The sets didn't wobble anymore, did they, when you did it?
No, and initially that was a complaint that people had.
Really?
Yeah, it looks too slick, you know.
But I mean, you're looking up there, Alien 3 with Nail and I, Vampire Killers, Luther, it goes on and on.
But whole career, right?
But people do come back time and again to Doctor Who. Is that a blessing or a curse?
Well, it depends who you're talking to. I think for people involved in it, it's a pressure as well. For, you know, imagine being Stephen Moffat, say, or whoever's at the tiller. It's a pressure to keep people satisfied. It's a pressure to, you know, build on its legacy. You know, even when I first got involved, I was amazed, as people tend to be when they first get involved, at the knowledge. Because, you know, already you've got, when I joined it, you know, it was already 35 years worth or 30 years worth of this mythology. And people are steeped in it, an expert in it. You know, you could have a PhD in this kind of thing. So you've got to know your P's and Q's. You know, people are really.
And you've got to keep up with it. So are you doing that? Are you watching the new series? What do you think of it?
I didn't see Capaldi the other day because I was away, but I'm going to watch it tonight when I get back and try and catch up. I've got great faith in him.
Yeah, I know.
I've been saying this all along. I'm not being smug here, but from when he was chosen, when they were rehearsing, I said, watch out, this guy will be the best of the lot. I really think that. I think he's got everything in combination this lad, you know.
And just a final thing, Paul, what's the future for Paul McGann?
I can't see I'll be getting uninvolved in Doctor Who anytime soon, if you know what I mean. It's been too long now, and I'm always doing the radio plays and doing these shows. I love them. Gone back into the theatre. Now, it's pretty seasonal, my job. You never think it, but, you know, of course, you can't shoot films in the dark, so as the nights draw in, we tend to, like, look for jobs in theatre, so I'll be doing that. The fact is, I never know what I'm going to be doing more than 6 weeks ahead.
But we might be seeing you back at the Crucible in Sheffield.
I've never worked there.
Oh, you've not?
No, I've
not. I think your brothers have.
Yeah, our lads have.
Yeah.
I'd love to work.
I saw them in a Beatles production down there.
That's right.
Time, yeah.
So I'm telling for the job, anyone that works in. Give me a job. But no, I'd love to work here, obviously. So yeah, I'll be looking for some of that. Just keep it going. That's all I've ever done.
All right. Well, Paul, listen, thank you ever so much for your time.
Pleasure. See you next year in Sheffield.